Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? Do you want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? We're talking Major League Baseball, and right now the teams are jockeying for position so that they can play in the playoffs. So let's go with the standings as of today. In the American League, we have the New York Yankees in first place. We have the Houston Astros in second place. We have the Boston Red Sox in third place. We have the Toronto Blue Jays in fourth place, and we have the Minnesota Twins in fifth place. And that's the standing right now in the American League. So now let's talk about the National League as the teams are jockeying for position for the playoffs in the National League. In first place, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. And in second place, it's the New York Mets. And third place, it's the San Diego Padres. And in fourth place, it's the Atlanta Braves. And in fifth place, we have the Milwaukee Brewers. So that's the Major League Baseball standing as of today, June 30th, 2022. Now, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
Waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them, and I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
We have a story time with GMoney.com, where you can buy all kind of GMoney products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you that I created, and I recorded it for my listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for my listening audience today? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was thinking about, you know, we played Team Tag on 65th Place, which is the street I lived on. But one day we went to 66th Street, which is the next street over, and we played Team Tag on that street. Everybody from the 5 streets that I talked about, from 64th to 66th Street, from Western to Cimarron, came to 66th Street, and we were in Team Tag on the street, and we had a lot of people playing, but we had a lot of people that were just watching. A lot of the girls didn't play. They just sat back and watched as we were running back and forth, and they were really amazed at all the guys because the guys were so fast. It was a really good situation where we were having a lot of fun. And then, all of a sudden, an undercover police car pulled down the street. And they stopped in the middle of our game. And they started asking if any of us had been up on Crenshaw by Crenshaw High School. And we were like, no, we've been here playing. What are you talking about? And they said, well, we just got the word that there was a gang fight on Crenshaw up by Crenshaw High School. And we're looking for the guys that were in the gang fight. And they talked to us. And they didn't get out the car at first. But I knew that I had my nunchucks because I had been working out with my karate sticks like I did every day. I practiced. That's why I was so good with my nunchucks. I practiced every day. And Warren had come down to my house. And he had his nunchucks with him. So I was showing him some nunchuck moves, and he was showing me some stuff. And then he said, let's go around the corner and see what they're doing on 66th Street. So I said, okay. Now, my mother had told me not to take the nunchucks out because they were a felony, and I would get in trouble, and I would go to jail for having possession of nunchucks out in the public. But being hard-headed like I was from time to time, I put the nunchucks in my waistband and covered them up with my shirt, and me and Warren walked around the corner to 66th Street, and we joined the gang that they were playing. They were playing freeze tag. Well, when the police showed up, they stopped, and they looked, and they started questioning us about if we were down at Crenshaw when they had the gang fight. So there was a bicycle that was parked next to a pink Cadillac that was parked on the street. So I got the bicycle, and I moved it and put it on somebody's porch so that I could pull my nunchucks out and leave them on the porch. But at the time that I moved the bicycle, I turned around to walk back to the street to stand with my buddies. The police hadn't gotten out the car yet. So I assumed that they weren't going to get out the car. So I didn't take my nunchucks out. I left them tucked in my belt. And I went and stood next to the pink Cadillac. Well, suddenly the police get out the undercover car, and they say, well, we're looking for a pink Cadillac. And all of us turn and look at each other, and it's like, we're not driving this Cadillac. We don't even know whose Cadillac this is. And two of my buddies that lived in an 1800 block, they were, may have been 2 years older than myself and Warren and a couple of other guys that were my age. They had come around the corner, and they walked up to join the crowd to watch us play team tag. And we didn't know it, but they had brought CO2 BB guns that looked like handguns with them. And when the police stopped, they threw the handguns under the pink Cadillac. So when the police get out the car, they're checking the pink Cadillac, and they found the two handguns. And we were like, uh-oh. Wait a minute, we didn't have those guns. We didn't know they were there. And then the police lined everybody up against the car, and they were patting everybody down. Well, when I saw them get out the car, I took my nunchucks out of my waistband, and I dropped them on the side of the car. But I didn't know that my two friends had put their CO2 BB guns under the car, thinking, okay, I'm all right now because they're not on me, so I won't get in any trouble. But they searched everybody, and they had the backup units show up, and they had like five police cars, and they had searched the car, and they found my buddy Warren's nunchucks under the wheels. And I was like, oh, my God. They found the CO2 BB guns, and then they found his nunchucks. I was like, oh, no. Well, at least they haven't found mine. And so as they put us all in the police cars and they were driving off, I looked back, and I saw one policeman. He was walking around the pink Cadillac, and he had his flashlight, and he was looking all under the Cadillac and everything. And boom, he pulled up my nunchucks. And I said, oh, my God, I'm going to get in trouble. My mama's going to kick my butt because she told me not to take them out to the house. And I took them out the house. But we ended up going to the police station, and they asked all of us questions about where we were and if we were involved in any of the fighting that had been going on Crenshaw and at Crenshaw High School. And we told them no. And they asked whose guns were these, and nobody knew whose guns they were. But then they pulled out the nunchucks, and my sisters said, oh, yeah, that's Warren's nunchucks, and that's Gregory's nunchucks. And so we ended up getting called in, and they talked to us about the possession of the nunchucks. But they looked at my nunchucks, and my nunchucks were put together with his shoestring. And they were like, oh, these nunchucks can't be used in a fight because they're real flimsy. They're made with shoestring, so they're going to break. They're not going to be worth anything. And I'm thinking to myself, well, my nunchucks work better than Warren's. He has a metal chain on his, but his make a lot of noise when you swing them. When you swing my nunchucks, they just swung very quietly. So I thought mine was better than his. So we ended up talking to the police, and they said, well, you guys, obviously you guys weren't involved in the fight because you can't fight with these raggedy nunchucks. And I felt insulted. But I was happy that they didn't charge us with possession of a nunchuck. And they let us go. And I walked out of the room, and my mother was standing right there with her arms folded, and she was mad. And I was like, oh, boy, I'm going to get it now. And I turned on the way to walking toward my mother and my father and Warren's mother and father. I turned around and said, I got to go to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom. And Warren went right behind me, and we were like, what are we going to tell them? What are we going to say to Mom and Dad? I don't know about you, but my mom is going to kick my butt. Oh, I'm going to get a whooping. I'm going to get in trouble. My mama don't play. And she told me not to take those nunchucks out of the house, and I disrespected her and took them out of the house. So that was the situation the last time I had any nunchucks. Well, not really. Since I've been in Las Vegas, I've had a set of real nunchucks that I got from a karate school.
Yeah, talking about people not learning their lessons, huh?
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Bang, bang, bang.
300 pounds. You know, his mama just had him a lot, and he just grew up. He didn't get big. He ain't serving no purpose. He's just going deaf and going blind.
Big bang, track, metal bang. 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 Big bang, track, metal bang.
He used to work at 7-Eleven. And he's always talking about having a party where he wants to bring people to his house. I guess he needs to have company to feel good about himself.
Big bang, track, metal bang. 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 Big bang, track, metal bang.
Gonna have a keg of beer at his Christmas party, but it's gonna be on the 8th of December. Can you understand that? It's before Christmas. He doesn't even know what day Christmas is. That's a shame. He is just a mess in a hat.
Big bang, track, metal bang. Big bang, track, metal bang. Big bang, track, metal bang.
But he got 3 or 4 kids, and they're 2 or 3 grandkids, you know. His kids are just another space in the world.
Big bang, track, metal bang. 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 Big bang,
track,
metal bang.
He's 6'9". He's wasting time. That's all. He's just a waste of time. He's a pain in the butt.
Big bang, track, metal bang. Big bang, track, metal bang. Big bang, track, metal bang. Big bang, track, metal bang.
And I think he got a little dick.
We have a store, storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the Pimp Comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the Pimp Comic, and Teacher from the Streets. Coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where I'm broadcasting around the world. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. But before I go, I want to recognize some birthdays that we're having for the followers and the fans that follow my radio show. I want to talk about the birthdays today for June 30th, 2022. So, DJ, Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we want to give a shout-out to today before we shut the show down?
We have a couple of birthdays, yes, for July 1st, 2022. Timothy L.T. Smith has a birthday today. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Vicki Sherman McCullough. Happy birthday to Gerald Clark, who is 68 years old today. Happy birthday to Portia Bradley, who's 36 years old today. Jimmy L. Campbell Jr. has has a birthday today. Happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday to Nadine Luke. Happy birthday to Shishi Carter. Happy birthday to Ernest Collins, who is 54 years old today. Happy birthday to Xavier Tyler, who's 24 years old. Dalvin Cranford is 56 years old today. Happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday to David Guillory, who's a Sigma. And last but not least, happy birthday to Lorian Watkins Sr., who's 62 years old, and I'm pretty sure he went to Sarah. And that's it for birthdays, or happy birthday to all of your fans and everyone else whose birthday is on July 1st, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody. I know God's gracious. This is being blessing everybody on this day, on this fabulous day. And I know you're praising God in your heart and giving him the glory that he deserves for looking after you on your day of your birth. So you're living in his glory and you're living to receive life for another day. So that's a great thing that you're receiving wishes on your birthday from your fans and your friends. And I want to wish you a birthday greeting. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow with the grace of our Lord blessing you every day of your life. And may you give him the glory because he is the King and he's looking out after us as we exist on this planet, doing the best we can do to live in his glory as we pray. Now, before we say a prayer, I want to play another song for your listening audience. I want to play, I'm a comedian from L.A. I worked from Diego to the Bay. And after that, then we will pray. So let's celebrate with a birthday, with one of my hip-hop songs as I sing to celebrate everybody's birthday and my situation here in Las Vegas. So without further ado, I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar. And I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
I'm G Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, kick five all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue flag, blue stepping crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboy in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing Ready or Not. All my lyrics big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm the money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Talking to you as Reverend G Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. All my girls got big old butts. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside, took my Mustang 65. That's my ride. That's my ride. My Mustang 65, and I rolled on.
My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was cold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheels, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I don't gang bang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama, I love my dad, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Clayton Mack. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three, he was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G-Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other. The man, big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park. On the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right. Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
OG money. Come on now. OG Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? There were two boys that played baseball all the time. When they were in elementary school, they played at the park. And when they went to junior high school, they still played at the park. And then they went to high school, and they played on the high school team. And then they graduated from high school and went to college and played on the college team. So when they graduated from college, they got married, and they were raising their family, but they always went to the home team's baseball game when they were playing at home. So they went to all the games every year at the home.
It's Friday night, so everything is popping. I got 10 to spin on the hand, so let the games begin. Yakety yak, don't talk back over the stone. Calling up Earl on the car phone. Mac 10 just got out of court, bowling through the hood in the super sport, jumping too short. 18 got the rear view mirrors vibrating, and deep dish dating. You know how we do it, ain't nothing to it but the floss. Overcrowded, Paris and Ross, cause if you fuck with us.
Getting beat like a smoker, fool. this Friday.
Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air if you don't care. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air if you don't care. Oh. Why must I be like that and chase the cat or settle for a hood rat? Pookie breaks, no dreadlocks, flying in and out of town with half a chicken in a cot. And I love her, cause she down to fuck around with the underground pussy ham. And her ass is big, round and wide, jacked up, make a nigga down the ride. Smoking indo, playing that super Nintendo, hit her at a tat on my window, gave her ass that pelvic thrust. Don't trust the rubber cause it's bound to bust. In the oven, in the nappy, I had on two so I was happy. Cause that HIV'll make your dick hang sideways. And that ain't cool, fool, cause
oh, yeah.